Joe Bonamassa by request, of course, as is everything we're playing this morning, A Place in My Heart from Driving Towards the Daylight, and Leanne Womack working with Rodney Crowell from Kin, his recent release, Mama's on a Roll, and of course, Wynton Marsalis, Eric Clapton, and Taj Mahal. Elaine Dia with you on 89.7 WNKU, 105.9, 104.1. Really excited now to be joined in the studio by a very classy young lady. I call her young because I've known her for a while. Mia Carruthers, welcome to WNKU.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mia's here. She's going to be performing this weekend. I lost my paper. What's the official name of the event, Mia?
This weekend is the OTR Over the Rhine 5K and Summer Celebration.
And it is the stage. It's 2 days of music, right?
It's 1 day of music. Oh. It's a 5K at 10 a.m. City Flea will be there. And then the Summer Celebration takes place at Washington Park on the Civic Lawn stage. And I believe there are two stages. So there's the Civic Lawn stage, and then there's the bandstand, which is the old gazebo, which is very charming and cute.
And you're playing when and where?
I am playing at 12:45 on the Civic Lawn stage.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th.
Yeah. All right. When she's going to play for us here in the studio, Mia Carruthers, welcome to WNKU.
The edges, hearing stories of the hours past and the hourglass we race. The one I try to chase. We talk too much, a million words, meaning nothing at all, telling stories of nothing real, it's never how we feel. And they say time is how we heal. I can't see you, I can't breathe you in, no. If I do, I'd never leave again. Again, oh, oh, oh. And I love the concrete, it's mine. City grass beneath my feet and walks with strangers. Hundreds of years, my senior. It's not that I can't relate, it's just those little things that make me hate the age I am and the way we are. I can't see you, I can't breathe.
You're listening to live music from Mia Carruthers here in the studio at WNKU. Mia is a graduate of Cincinnati's School for Creative and Performing Arts, singer, songwriter, guitarist. pianist, and didn't you play also trumpet or clarinet?
I played saxophone.
Saxophone. Right. Hard to sing and play sax at the same time, isn't it?
Very, yeah.
I think it was a good choice to set the sax down. Oh, not that you don't play it well, but your singing is definitely going to be your meal ticket. Your voice has matured since last we've heard you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You've been working a lot in Nashville?
I've been working some in Nashville. That's where I've been recording with K.S. Rhodes. He's a guy I met actually during my high school years. I recorded my first EP, We Will Grow, with him. And I just enjoyed working with him so much that I went back for this single. So
a lot of back and forth between here and Nashville?
Yeah, a bit. It's such an easy drive. Mm-hmm. It's only about 4 hours. And there's a lot about Nashville that reminds me of Cincinnati. So mm-hmm. I feel very at home there.
Mm-hmm. Mia was the featured performer on a reality series based at the School for Creative Performing Arts that MTV ran. A couple of years ago, you were literally stalked by camera crews, microphones. Every move you made while they were in town, they would come and film for a couple of weeks and then go back and edit. And I mean, what was that like to be a young woman, a teenager, and have every word you said, everything you did, filmed and recorded?
I tried not to think about it when it was happening.
Tried to just be yourself.
And, yeah, I went into it saying, I'm going to be totally myself, mm-hmm. good, bad, ugly, wrong, you know, and just do it the best I can and not worry about it and not edit and be self-conscious, because I didn't think that would resonate with anyone, so...
Well, it did. MTV picked you out of the thousands of talented students at the school who auditioned. They saw something, I think, very kind of genuine and down to earth. And you're not from a classical background, correct? You're pop and country and...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely played saxophone for mm-hmm. so many years, and so I did study a lot of classical music mm-hmm. and studied a lot of jazz music, but as far as at home and when I left school, yeah, I love pop music. So.
Self-taught on guitar, did
Self-taught you? On guitar, self-taught on piano.
And songwriting, is that something that you always did, or somebody told you that's what you have to do?
Oh, no, that's always what I've done. I kind of came out writing songs. What mm-hmm. my dad told me was, learn an instrument. Mm-hmm. Don't be the singer that kind of writes, like, really do it, you mm-hmm. know?
Who are some of your influences as a young songwriter? You're still a young songwriter.
Oh, I mean, what made me want to write songs was Neil Young and James Taylor, and kind of those 70s singer-songwriters that my dad loved and listened to. And
your dad's a musician, too?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so you had a lot of good music to listen to growing up.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, very eclectic mix between my mom and my dad.
Whose idea was it to study at SCBA?
Mine.
That was something you wanted to do.
I found it. I was mm-hmm. actually looking for acting classes online, mm-hmm. and I stumbled across the website, and I saw that there used to be a beautiful photo of the old auditorium.
Yeah.
And I just, like, fell in love. I was like, I have to go here. And I pitched it to my parents, and we made it work, and luckily my dad was living in Hyde Park, so I could move in with him and then go to the school tuition-free.
Great.
Because I was living in Westchester with my mom at the time, so mm-hmm. made it work.
And do you prefer working as a soloist or in a band?
You know, I love the camaraderie that a band holds, and I've made a lot of lifelong friends that mm-hmm. way, but it's less stressful to be solo, and I'm really enjoying taking that time, and it means you have to be brave, you know? There's mm-hmm. no one to fall back on, and so I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying being brave.
Tell me about the 10 for 10 that happens in Nashville. You were
Oh, yeah, 10 out of 10. Those are 10 songwriters out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's constantly rotating each year. It's a different lineup, but my producer, K.S. Rhodes, is the music director, and there have been so many great artists that have come from that group. Maddie Diaz, who comes on your show,
mm-hmm.
she's great.
Maddie was here for Studio 89.
Aaron McCarley, Mickey Echo, mm-hmm. who right now has a top 40 hit with Rihanna. It's mm-hmm. called Stay. It's an amazing song. He was a part of that group. So, yeah, it's just a great thing. They used to come through here, and definitely look for them if they're in nearby cities.
Is that something you have to audition, or you just kind of sign up and you get a chance?
I think it's just they're friends, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they want to play music together. And so if you know them and hang out with them and you're good, you're in. I'm assuming. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like a neat thing. Maybe we should start 10 out of 10 Cincinnati. You have a brand new single and video.
I do. It's called Bell in a Basket, and it's you can find it on my website or on YouTube.
It's actually how I stumbled across Mia after not seeing her around for a year or so. One day, all of a sudden, this, hey, there's new Mia Carruthers music video popped up. It's pretty cool. It's a little edgy, It's got a little dark side to it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a one-day thing, and I really just wanted to showcase Over the Rhine, where I live. And
a lot of beautiful shots of Over the Rhine. In fact, it sort of reminded me of some of the Taking the Stage shots that, you know, MTV, I think they made our city look beautiful.
Right.
And you as part of it. So it was neat that now you're doing that, showing your love for the area. You are a real proponent of Over the Rhine. You live there. You love it.
I absolutely love it. And that's part of the reason why I'm so excited to play tomorrow for this event. It's my favorite Over the Rhine event. One of my favorite events in the city, period. It's just so fun to see that many people in the area enjoying it, feeling safe and happy. So,
it's Mia Carruthers live with us here on WNKU. And tell us again, in case someone just turned on, when you're playing and where tomorrow?
Playing tomorrow at the OTR 5K and Summer Celebration at 12:45 on Washington Park. On the Civic Lawn stage.
Washington Park, if you haven't been there since they've redone it, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning.
You can turn around and see the brand new SCPA as well. Not the school that Mia attended, but a new and beautiful facility. Later this summer, playing at Bunbury.
Bunbury Music Festival, July 14th.
And shows in between, can we catch you? Is it on your website?
Yeah, on my website at miacarruthers.com. All my shows are listed, and I'm playing a lot locally in the next 2 months. So I'd love to see everyone come out.
And doing some more recording as well?
Yeah, I'm definitely doing some more recording. I'm trying to put out a piece of content, be it an in-studio, you know, live sort of thing, or a new song or a new video each month. So this month, hopefully, I can get out the Breathe You In live in the studio, which is the song I just played for you guys. That was actually a song I played on the MTV show, and it had a huge response.
Yeah,
and
I remember it.
I haven't really had a chance to put it out there yet, but I'm excited to do so and, you know, kind of revisit it with a more mature take.
I sense it's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of music in you, and we're going to be delighted to follow your career and to hear it as it comes out. You're going to do your new single for us?
I am. I'm going to play Bell in a Basket for you guys.
Anything you want to tell us about this song?
You know what? The video just says it all.
And you recorded it in Nashville as well?
I did. I recorded it in Nashville. Just a very simple, basic song, but there's just something about it. I thought it would be a great way to reintroduce myself. So
check it out. It's miacarruthers.com, and performing for you live on the air right now is Mia Carruthers.
It ain't a house, but it's a home. Didn't build it ourselves, but we made it our own. I can feel her there, I can feel her time. Paint on the scape in the back of my mind. Picture right, smiling mouths with pain-filled eyes. Bell in a basket tried to buy my heart, but the kickstand broken in two stars. That I had it this time. Couldn't pay me money, couldn't promise me fame. To move to the coast and play that game. And I could feel this wind and its changes toll. I'm gonna water this town, wait till fall. Ooh. Ooh. And of all the loves and all the lies, you know I really thought that I had a they thought that I had it this time.
Bell in the Basket, brand new music from Mia Carruthers. She's singing it live for you here in the studio. And Mia, we're going to link to your video on our webpage as well. So WNKU.org, click on it and you can see the video that goes along with Mia's brand new song. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see you.
Great to see you again. Performing live tomorrow at beautiful Washington Park in downtown Cincinnati, 1245, part of the OTR celebration that's going on this weekend. Keep your eyes open for her. She's going to be all over the area this summer, Bunbury in July, and on radios everywhere very soon with that one, Bell in a Basket. Congratulations, Mia.
Thank you.
Good song, and much luck and success to you, and come back and see us.
Will do.
All right. This is 89.7 WNKU, 105.9 and 104.1.